Well, federal officials will face a parliamentary grilling today over the Ruby Princess scandal. That's despite a New South Wales Special Commission of Inquiry already blaming the COVID-19 debacle on health authorities in that state. Yesterday, the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, said sorry for the monumental mistakes that were made with the cruise ship that led to 28 deaths and more than 1,000 infections across the country and overseas.
I want to apologise unreservedly to anybody who is continuing to suffer or has suffered unimaginable loss because of mistakes that were made within our health agencies.
That's Gladys Berejiklian admitting responsibility for the biggest COVID cluster during the first wave of this deadly pandemic. Both Border Force and the Federal Agriculture Department, which had officials on board the ship, will face questions today from the Senate's COVID Committee. Christina Keneally is the Shadow Minister for Home Affairs and a member of that committee. She joins us from Parliament House this morning. Christina Keneally, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran, and good morning to your listeners.
The New South Wales Commission of Inquiry identified a litany of, quote, inexcusable and inexplicable errors with the Ruby Princess, but all the blame was sheeted home to New South Wales Health. The Australian Border Force was absolved of any responsibility. Isn't it time to drop the pursuit of Border Force and of the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton?
Fran, what Commissioner Walker's report lays bare is that the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, well, let's call a spade a shovel here, flat out lied when he announced on the 15th of March that arriving cruise ships would be under bespoke arrangements under the direct command of the Australian Border Force. 4 days later, the Ruby Princess arrived, and what Commissioner Walker's report lays bare is that the Australian Border Force had absolutely no power to stop that ship. Despite the Prime Minister's grand announcements just 4 days earlier, Australian Border Force were unable to stop passengers from disembarking from the ship and were unable to stop the ship from even arriving. Now, Fran, this is so typical of Scott Morrison. I mean, he might be the Prime Minister of Oz, but he's more like the Wizard of Oz, you know, standing up making these big announcements. But when you pull back the curtain, you realise it's all just smoke and mirrors. There's nothing much of substance there.
But just to that comment from the Prime Minister, I mean, he did announce on the 15th, as you say, cruise ships would be directly under the bespoke command of Border Force. But if Border Force had taken that command, wouldn't they still have been listening to the health experts, the New South Wales health expert panel, that was designating Ruby Princess at low risk of COVID contagion? I mean, the ship still would have been allowed to dock, wouldn't it?
Fran, I think it's useful for listeners to understand, and Commissioner Walker's report lays this bare as well, how those this spaghetti bowl, this complex arrangements at our borders operates. New South Wales Health has a role, and yes, they stuffed up, and Gladys Berejiklian is absolutely right to apologise. New South Wales Health's role is in a pre-arrival of a report that comes in the days leading up to the ship's arrival. When the ship arrives, the only people that can grant pratique, that is permission for people to disembark the ship, are federal officials from the Department of Agriculture. And what we will be questioning those federal officials about today is why they did not do a human health inspection report, why they did not do a traveller with illness checklist. These are things they are required to do, not only by Department of Agriculture policy, but indeed by the national protocol to manage coronavirus aboard cruise ships.
That is true. So you'll be asking the Department of Agriculture that, but that doesn't include Border Force. I mean, I'm just wondering, are you saying that Border Force, under the new arrangements announced by the Prime Minister 4 days before the Ruby Princess docked, should have been making its own health assessments?
What should have been done is that the Prime Minister, having made a grand announcement that Australian Border Force would be in, quote, direct command of Australian cruise ships, he should have put in place arrangements to make that possible. What we now know is that the Prime Minister did nothing of the sort. In fact, he seems to have sold Australian Border Force up the river, making them publicly in charge, but giving them no authority or ability to do anything about an arriving cruise ship. Let's be clear here, Fran. We were in the middle of a global pandemic, a highly contagious disease. We already knew from the Diamond Princess a month earlier how contagious this disease, COVID-19, was aboard cruise ships. What does the Prime Minister do? He gives direct command, or so he says, to the one agency in government, Australian Border Force that apparently has no ability to do anything about human health. I mean, that is the exposure here. This is that the Prime Minister now needs to explain. Why did he stand up and make this grand announcement, and then he did absolutely nothing to give Australian Border Force, the agency supposedly tasked with managing our borders, the power to do anything about a health crisis at our borders?
Okay, Fran, so by accepting that, no, just let me ask you on that then. You're accepting then the finding from Commissioner Brett Walker that it wasn't Border Force that stuffed up here. I mean, Brett Walker said neither the ABF nor their officers played any part in the mishap, and the relevant legislative provisions make it crystal clear that Border Force, despite its portentous title, has no relevant responsibility for the processes by which passengers were permitted to disembark. So you agree this was not a Border Force stuff up?
Fran, I think that sentence from Commissioner Walker says it all. The portentous title, Australian Border Force, the portentous announcement by Scott Morrison on the 15th of March that Australian Border Force would have direct command, is really just that, portentous. There's no substance to it. And that is exactly a great description of how this Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is operated during this coronavirus pandemic. He made a big announcement on the 15th of March. There was no substance to it. Now, there are questions that a Border Force has to answer, and we will be putting those to Border Force today. Well, I'm not going to preview all of my questions here on your program, Fran, but I will make this point. You know, the Australian Border Force were on board the ship that morning. So were Federal Department of Agriculture officials. We still do not know, even after all of the time of Commissioner Walker's report, who actually lifted the rope off the gangplank and said that people could come on down and leave the cruise ship. Quite frankly, we know that agriculture officials gave permission at 7:37 a.m., but people started leaving the ship much earlier, between 6:30 and 7. And even after Commissioner Walker's inquiry, we still don't know who specifically gave that permission and what basis they gave it. Now, Fran, we don't know that partly because the Prime Minister and the Morrison government threatened to go to the High Court to take legal proceedings to stop a legal summons from Commissioner Walker to get federal officials to appear. Part of the reason Commissioner Walker's report is unable to answer some of those key questions is because Scott Morrison refused to allow federal officials to appear and give evidence, even though he promised back in April that he would cooperate fully with this special commission of inquiry.
You mentioned the fact that the Federal Agriculture Department, and it is agriculture that is in charge of this from a federal level, did not administer something called a traveller with illness checklist while she was on board. The official didn't do that. How big a problem was that? And will you be able to get the answers to that, do you believe, from the people who are fronting up to your committee today, which include the Border Force Commissioner Michael Outram and the Secretary of the Agriculture Department, Andrew Metcalfe? Are you happy with that representation?
Well, one, I'm very pleased that we've got federal officials fronting up in front of the COVID committee. The COVID committee instituted by the Australian Labor Party to provide a level of oversight while the parliament has not been sitting during this pandemic due to the decisions taken by Scott Morrison to cancel parliament. But let me just go to this issue of how significant is the traveller with illness checklist. These human health inspections, this traveller with illness checklist is part of the national protocol to manage coronavirus aboard cruise ships. It's designed specifically for federal agriculture officials on board vessels to carry out in order to determine if anything has changed from the state health department's last pre-arrival report and when the vessel docks. It is specifically designed to catch the very circumstances that were happening on board the Ruby Princess. We now know from Commissioner Walker's report that the ship's doctor was so overwhelmed with sick passengers, she didn't have time to upload them all onto the ship's medical log and onto the pre-arrival system. The reason agriculture officials are there, the reason they are tasked under the protocol to do this checklist, is to catch that very circumstance. They failed to do it.
Can I just ask
if they had done it, what different actions would they have taken, and how would the course of this disease in Australia have been so different?
So just finally, given the problems and the mistakes made by New South Wales Health, the mistake you just went through there, made by the Department of Agriculture official, should in fact be Border Force that has more responsibility for people disembarking from cruise ships. Is that a change that has been made or should be made?
I'm left wondering why agriculture are involved at all. We had evidence from agriculture last time they appeared that they are just a little more than a postbox, was the words of the Department Secretary Andrew Metcalf. We have a spaghetti bowl of arrangements at our borders. We've got two Liberal governments, New South Wales and Commonwealth, and between them they could not stop the one boat that mattered, the Ruby Princess. Such a mess is the human security, biosecurity management at our borders. Now, we need to get that simplified. We need to get it straight lined. Commissioner Walker's report makes clear there is an overlapping and confusing set of responsibilities, and it is now up to this Commonwealth government to make clear how they're going to manage our borders. You know, we've got a Prime Minister with a big trophy of a boat to himself in his office saying, I stopped the boats. Well, his government didn't stop the one boat that mattered. His government needs to make clear, what are they going to do to fix that? Because you just can't trust the Liberals with our borders anymore.
Christina Keneally, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Christina Keneally is the Deputy Labor Leader in the Senate and Shadow Minister for Home Affairs, Immigration and Citizenship.